Good morning and welcome to your Daily Dose, international yachting, sailing, and boating news for Tuesday, June 28th. If you like what you see or hear, please do subscribe. If you have a story or a suggestion, you can reach out to us at info@yachtinginternationalradio.com. I am Rhea Rao, and this is your Daily Dose. DiscoverBoating.com has just released its figures in comparison to past years. What is rather significant is that over the past 3 years, those that have started showing an ever-growing increase of interest in boating are between the ages of 18 and 24, an increase of 150% from the same time frame as post-pandemic. Women as well saw a significant increase, with a rise of 42%. When talking recreational maritime activity, it isn't the traditional middle-aged white male anymore. A 15-meter hybrid catamaran research vessel for operation by the Pacific Northwest National Laboratory has begun construction at Snow & Company in Seattle, Washington. The company Incat Crowther has developed a bespoke design that offers exceptional capability for its size, with the vessel's 28-meter squared main deck equipped with an A-frame, boom crane, and movable davit, in addition to access to a foldable swim platform. The vessel can support the research of 6 scientists. It will also be powered by an advanced parallel hybrid electric propulsion system, and power is stored using a state-of-the-art Spear Trident battery system, allowing the vessel to operate quietly in a zero-emission electric state. PNNL states that their research lays a foundation for innovations that advance sustainable energy through decarbonization and energy storage. The U.S. Navy has gotten a lot of attention this year through the ticket box-breaking Top Gun Maverick. However, it seems the next blockbuster that showcases the Navy is not so glamorous. A group of journalists have teamed up with a film producer to make the notorious Fat Leonard corruption scandal into a television series. What is Fat Leonard? Well, it happened in the late 2000s when a man by the name of Leonard Glenn Francis, a.k.a. Fat Leonard, bribed multiple Navy officers in order to win business for his ship husbanding company, Glenn Defense Marine Asia. Navy officers received hotel stays, lavish dinners, luxury goods, and even the service of prostitutes. In exchange, they would help divert Navy ships to ports where his company operated. To date, the GDMA investigation has led to criminal charges against nearly 36 U.S. Navy officials and defense contractors. So far, 29 have pleaded guilty, including 5 officers with the rank of captain and 1 rear admiral. In all, prosecutors say that GDMA overbilled the Navy by $36 million with the help of corrupt service members and civilian employees. For perspective, the lost funds would have been enough money to operate an F-35C fighter for nearly 4 years. Throw in a large American film production company and a screenwriter known for his work in the script for Crazy Rich Asians, and this series may indeed be binge-worthy. A British crew member of the Scott Carrier has pleaded guilty of manslaughter and sentenced to 1.5 years in prison after his ship collided with a barge last year in the Baltic Sea, killing 2 Danish seafarers. The Scott Carrier, a 2018-built general cargo ship, collided with the 55-meter barge Karine Hodge off the Baltic Sea island of Bornholm in fog early in the morning on December 13, 2021, causing the barge to capsize. 2 crew members on board the barge were killed in the accident. The 30-year-old Briton who was on the bridge at the time of the accident was one of 2 crew members detained by Swedish police following the incident on suspicion that they were intoxicated. Danish police announced charges against the men earlier this month, accusing him of violations Section 241 of the Criminal Code for negligent manslaughter in particularly aggravating circumstances, among other things, by having sailed the ship in an intoxicated state. He has pleaded guilty. He also pleaded guilty to charges of leaving the scene of the collision without providing help or assistance to the crew on Karine Hodge. Shortly after the accident, Scott Carrier's owner, Scott Line Marine Holdings Limited, issued a statement providing some details of the incident and what happened afterwards. According to the company, the barge's EPIRB system was activated, prompting Swedish authorities to contact the Scott Carrier for further information. However, the vessel had sailed on and didn't alter course to return for up to 25 minutes after the collision. A Copenhagen city court also gave the man a 12-year entry ban to Denmark and a temporary ban on sailing in Danish waters. A new golfer ventured onto the grounds of a Carlsbad golf course yesterday, and she wasn't adhering to the dress code. That's because she was a sea lion, a pregnant sea lion. She shocked golfers and staff Thursday at Carlsbad's Omni La Costa Resort and Spa by wandering right onto the course. Video shows the sea lion waddling confidently across the course, which is located nearly 3 miles from the ocean. Resort staff called the SeaWorld rescue team, who promptly arrived and managed to return the sea lion to the ocean. Staff at the golf resort stated that SeaWorld workers told them the pregnant sea lions often seek respite on land and suspect this sea lion took advantage of the high tide to make it to the resort. The mama sea lion was returned to the water in good health. In January, a sea lion showed up somewhere far riskier than the golf greens, the freeway. A sea lion made its way onto State Route 94 around Stockton, a full 8 miles away from the shore. CHP officers and SeaWorld animal handlers were able to remove the sea lion, which ventured into a nearby open area after crossing the freeway. Two places you would never imagine seeing a sea lion, especially considering how far away they were from the water. Don't forget to tune in this evening at 1800 CET for Talking Sense with Alistair Milroy, Breaking the Mold Accounting. This week, the discussion is all around charity donation. This has been your daily dose of yachting, sailing, and boating news for Tuesday, June 28th. Thanks for tuning in. And if you have any suggestions, questions, or news that you would like to share, send us an email at info@yachtinginternationalradio.com. Don't forget to hit subscribe to be kept up to date on all the marine industry headlines happening around the world. Please join us here tomorrow morning at 0600 CET, midnight EST, for your daily dose of yachting, sailing, and boating news. I am Rhea Rao, and this has been your Daily Dose.